to the program. Today we're in Judges chapter 15. If you can, have your Bible ready. Remember that in Judges chapter 15, and we have the story here of Samson. At this time, there's no crying out to God. It's interesting that previously the judges came on the scene when God's people cried out to God. This time, they don't cry out to God. They are quite content to have a peaceful coexistence with the enemy. However, God is going to use Samson to change things. He's going to use him like he used Pharaoh when he wanted to use him, like he used godless kings in the Old Testament when he wanted something done. He used Herod in the New Testament. He used Judas Iscariot. Now, it's important to understand that these were people who had previously made up their choices in life concerning how they were going to live. God is now using Samson to upset this peaceful coexistence between Israel and the Philistines. Samson had returned home in a rage. He was all upset because of what was happening, so he's gone home to mommy. And now, after a while, he decides to return to his wife. And we'll pick that up in Judges chapter 15. Before we do, though, let's listen to this message and song, "Make It Your Prayer, Open My Eyes That I May See Glimpses of Truth Thou Hast For Me." We've probably heard this song 100 times before. Let's make it real. Lord, open my eyes that I may see glimpses of truth Thou hast for me.
Open my eyes that I may see glimpses of truth Thou hast for me. Place in my hands the wonderful key that shall unclasp and set me free. Silently now I wait for thee, ready, my God, thy will to see. Open my eyes, illumine me. Spirit divine. Open my heart.
chapter 15, we need to be seriously considering what God would open our eyes and teach us as we go through this portion of Scripture. It says in Judges 15:1, but it came to pass within a while after, in the time of wheat harvest, that Samson visited his wife with a kid, and he said, I will go into my wife into the chamber. But her father would not suffer him to go in. And her father said, I verily thought that thou hast utterly hated her. Therefore I gave her to thy companion. Is not her younger sister fairer than she? Take her, I pray thee, instead of her. What a group. Well, first of all, we have this goat offering, and that was for the Philistines, to appease the Philistines, because Samson had gone off, and remember, he killed 30 of them, and now he's going to come back and try to be friends. And he left his wife, and just left, and so her father said, I thought you hated her. So you can take her younger sister, she's prettier than her anyway. Well, in verse 5 we read, and when he had set the brands on fire, he let them go into the standing corn of the Philistines and burned up both the shocks and also the standing corn and the vineyards and the olives. In other words, he destroyed, wiped out their entire crop. It was the time of the wheat harvest, remember, in verse number 1. What's happening here? As we've said before, God is using Samson to upset the Philistines against Israel. And so in verse 6 we read, then the Philistines said, who has done this? And they said, Samson, the son-in-law of the Timnite, because he had taken his wife and given her to his companion. And the Philistines came up and burnt her and her father with fire. Now, they said they were going to do that to her if she didn't help them with the riddle. They came and did it anyway. We see in verse number 7, Samson said unto them, though ye have done this, yet will I be avenged of you, and after that I will cease. And he smote them hip and thigh with a great slaughter, and he went down and dwelt in the top of the rock Etam. Now, so much for the peaceful coexistence. We see that Israel is going to come up against Judah, verse number 9. And then the Philistines went up and pitched in Judah and spread themselves in Lehi. And the men of Judah said, why are you come up against us? I mean, they're not doing anything to cause a problem. Well, they answered and said to bind Samson, are we come up to him as he has done to us? Well, God's people side with the Philistines. They said, oh yeah, we'll give you Samson, no problem. So they take 3,000 men of Judah, it says in verse 11, and went to the top of the rock Etam, and said to Samson, knowest thou not that the Philistines are rulers over us? What is this that thou hast done unto us? What a bunch of wimps we got. And quite a bit like today, where we go and carry our Bibles under our arms and go to church in our fundamental churches and then live in peaceful coexistence with the enemies of God the rest of the week. They said, what is this thou hast done? Don't you know the Philistines are rulers over us? What is this that thou hast done? And he said unto them, as they did unto me, so have I done unto them. And they said unto him, we come down to bind thee, that we may deliver thee to the hand of the Philistines. And Samson said unto them, swear unto me that ye will not fall upon me yourselves. So he says, all right, I'm going to let you do this, but you got to promise me you're not going to kill me. Well, God's people, although they're siding with the Philistines here, they spake and said unto him, no, but we will bind thee fast and deliver thee into their hand, but surely we will not kill thee. And they bound him with two new cords and brought him up to the rock. Well, it says, and when he was come up to Lehi, the Philistines shouted against him, and the Spirit of the Lord came mightily upon him. Again, this has nothing to do with him being spiritual. It has something to do with giving him power to do what God wanted to do, and that was there was going to be contention between God's people and the Philistines one way or another. The Spirit of the Lord came mightily upon him, and the cords that were upon his arms became as flax that was burnt with fire, and his bands loose from off his hands. And he found the jawbone of an ass and put forth his hand and took it and slew 1,000 men with the jawbone of an ass. Well, look at, he says what I have done. He says in verse 16, and Samson said, with the jawbone of an ass, heaps upon heaps with the jawbone of an ass, I have slain 1,000 men. And it came to pass when he had made an end of speaking that he cast away the jawbone out of his hand and called that place Ramath-Lehi. And so we then have Samson's obnoxious prayer. He's not only bragging, making up a little poem here about what he has done. I have slain 1,000 men. But then we have this obnoxious prayer in verse 18. He was sore athirst, and he called upon the Lord and said, thou hast given this great deliverance into the hand of thy servant, and shall I now die for thirst? He's very fortunate God didn't just kill him right there. Who does he think he's talking to? You're going to use me like this and then let me die of thirst and fall into the hands of the uncircumcised? Well, God in his mercy, we read in verse 19, God clave an hollow place that was in the jaw, and there came water thereout. Well, in verse number 19, we read that his spirit came again and he revived. And verse 20 tells us he judged Israel in the days of the Philistines 20 years. Well, we'll see in Judges chapter 16, it begins out here, and Samson goes down and finds a harlot and goes in under her. He's just going to do what he wants to do. It's not going to end up very, very great for him. He's going to end up dead. He's going to end up with his eyes put out, and they're going to be laughing and ridiculing and making fun of him. And at the end of the story, he is dead. There's a price tag on going against God. And so as we listen to this message and song, let us ask ourselves the question, will we let God have his way with us?
Would you live for Jesus and be always pure and good? Would you walk with him within the narrow road? Would you have him bear your burden, carry all your load? Let him have his way with thee. His heart can make you what you ought to be. His blood can cleanse your heart and make you free. His love can fill your soul and you will see. 'Twas best for him to have his way with thee. Would you have him make you free and follow at his call? Comes by giving all. Would you have him save you so that you can never fall? Let him have his way with.